The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen ve'amen. Daf Chav Dalet, today's Daf is being studied in the Nishmat Mor Zekeni Yosef Ben Sara, the Marat Zekenati Yafa Batsara, Avram Ben Esther, Hashem Tenichem, Began Aiden, amen. We begin today's Daf on Chav Gimar Amud Bet, and we are starting from the Mishnah. Ezehu Tam, the Ezehu Mu'ad. Okay, we go back to the Av of Keren. Right? That's Keren is something that is Mishuneh. That's something that is not normal, let's say, for the animal to do. The punishment of Keren is in the Shut HaRabim. However many times he's called the Tam, the animal, and then he's eventually called a Mu'ad. Mu'ad means that he was warned. The Tam only pays Hatzinezek, Hatzinezek Megufo, like we said many times, not more than the worth of the animal that damaged, and then you have a Mu'ad. Mu'ad is paying full damages. So now the Mishnah is going to explain to us what is a Tam and what is a Mu'ad. Ezehu Tam ve'ezehu Mu'ad. Right? What is a Tam? What is Mu'ad? Mu'ad, kol she'idu bo shlosha yamim. So according to this opinion, a Mu'ad had to be warned 3 separate days. Which means, it occurred on Monday, it was warned, Tuesday it was warned, Wednesday it was warned, that already becomes a Mu'ad v'tam. And how does it go back to becoming a Tam? Meshi'azir bo shelosha yamim. Again, on 3 separate days, it was tested in front of, let's say, another animal, and it didn't gore it. Oh, so now already you see it changed its path again. So it goes back to becoming a Tam. Devre Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is, it's got to be on days. Rabbi Meir Omer, Mu'ad, she'idu bo shelosha pa'amim. Rabbi Meir says, no, even if he was warned 3 days on the same day. You don't have to have 3 separate days to become a Mu'ad. V'tam? And how does he go back to becoming a Tam? Kol shiyihu atinokot memashmeshim bo ve'eno nogayah. When it got to the point where the children could play with the ox, and it doesn't gore them, that brings them back to a Tamut. Now the Tosafot over here says, shiyihu atinokot, afal gav de adam itle mazala. Which means we're talking about over here, goring a shor, goring another shor. And we learned early in the Masechet that it's harder for an animal to gore a person. It's harder for a person to get gored because he has a mazal. He has a protection of some sort. So therefore, just because he's not goring the children, what does that tell us about goring animals? How does that bring him back to a sad tamut? So Tosfos says, Mikol makom, kevan shenaasa shafel kol kach. Since the animal became so timid, shatinokot mimashmeshim bo, that the kids can play with it, vaday hazar lekadmuto. For sure, you could assume it went back to its old way. Velo ba Rabbi Meir lema'et shelo toril chazara shelosha yamim. Rabbi Meir agrees. If it, let's say, was tested 3 days in a row, and it didn't gore, that's also going to be considered going back to the tamut. He's just giving you another option, how for it to come to a tamut. Sometimes even in 1 day, an animal can go right back to becoming a tam, if it's being mishmeh, tirokot, and it doesn't damage them. Right? Good. So that's the machloka between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. Comes again and says, "My Tamad Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, you told me what? That the warning has to take place on 3 separate days. Where do you get that from?" Amar Abaye explains. It says in the pasuk, O noda kisho nagahu mitemol shilshom velo yishmerenu be'alav. He was warned. Mitemol, yesterday, shilshom, the day before, and the owner still did not watch the animal, and it gored. So Abaye learns the pasuk like this in the Biyuda. Timol had. Timol is already yesterday. That's one warning. Mittemol today. The mem of Timol, mittemol, is a second warning. Shilshom is the day before that. Tlata. Oh, so you see three warnings on three separate days. Mittemol, shilshom. Ve'lo yishmerenu be'alav. Oh, and still after he was warned three times, the owner doesn't watch it. Atan negihad v'ayit. That's the fourth goring, and that's when he already is going to be hayav nezek shalem on the fourth goring. Rava Amar temol mitemol had. Rava says no. Temol mitemol is one. You don't doresh the mem separately. Therefore, that's only one warning. Shilshom tere, the day before that. That's the second warning. Velo yishmerenu haidana hayav, which means he also on the third goring already he's considered a mu'ad. You only need two warnings, and the third already is considered nezek shalem. Okay, v'Rabbi Meir. My tama, what's the reason of Rabbi Meir that says even if the three warnings were done on the same day? Tetanya Amar Rabbi Meir, rihek negihotav hayav. Kirev negihotav lochol shekhen, which means if it distanced its gorings, it becomes a muad. If it brought them closer, well, the Moshe would say the animal's wild. Which means if you're telling me on three separate days it gored and it can become a muad, certainly on one day where it gored three times, it shows you the wildness of the animal. Which is if rihek negihotav kol sheken kidev negihotav amru leh. So they told him, that's not so. Zava tochiyah. A zava, that's a lady that had an emission. And we know the law is of a lady that's called a zava gedola. That means she saw three consecutive days. She saw zavut. However, a zava that saw all three on the same day does not become a zava. So you see, your logic is not so. Zava tuchiyach sheli hakar iyotea temea kirbar iyotea tehora. So you see, your logic doesn't hold well with a zava. Davka she's temea for three separate days, but on the 3 days, it's on one day itself, she does not become a zava gula. Zava gula would have to wait 7 clean days to become tehora. She only becomes a regular if she saw three separate days. Amalehen, what do you want? It's Gezerat HaKatuv. Don't bring me from here. Gezerat HaKatuv. It's a pasuk mefureshet. Or a diuk, actually. Harehu omer, it says by a man. Vezo tiye tumato bezobo. By a man, the Torah says, the way he becomes a zav is by ri'iyot, by three seeings. So long as he sees three times, even if the three times are in one day, he becomes a zav. So it says, vezot. It says this. So the Gemara is midayek the this. Tala katuv etazav b'ri'iyot, which means the zav, his tum'ah depends on how many seeings. The etazava miyamim, but the zava goes with days. Which means when it says zot is coming to exclude. Zot, the zav goes by seeings, ri'iyot. Mashiach and the zava goes according to the days. Gemara says, "Mimai dehai vezot lemiute zava miriyot." Who told you that the zot is coming to exclude a zava from riyot? Ema lemiute zav miyamim. Maybe it's coming to exclude a zav from days. Meaning, maybe it means like this: zot, this is the only way a zav can become tameh if he saw three times in one day. However, if he saw on three consecutive days, maybe not. Which is, maybe don't learn the Zot is coming to exclude something by Zava. Maybe it's coming to exclude something by Zav itself. That a Zav becomes a Zav b'ri'iyot, with seeings, and not with Yamim. Amar Keraz, no, we know that cannot be. The Azav it zovo la zachar v'na nekeva. The Torah compares a zav to a zava, a zachar to a nekeva. Maki zachar a nekeva. Ma nekeva bayamim. Just like a nekeva can become a zava with three consecutive days, av zachar bayamim. So for sure, a zachar also could be a zav in days. Oh, v'nakish nekeva la zachar. Go the other way. Make a kesh to the Nekivat Zachar and say, Ma Zachar Biriyot, just like a Zachar can become a Zav in three scenes in one day, after Kivat Biriyot, why don't you say that a Nekivat also can become a Zava in three scenes in one day? What do you mean? I just told you that Vizot comes to exclude that. That Dafka, the Zav is Biriyot and not the Zava. Which means, what did you see fit to include that a Zav has Yamim and a Zava is excluded from Re'iyot? You could have said the opposite. You could have said that the Zav does not have days, and I can say the Zava is included to have Re'iyot. Who told you to exclude Re'iyot by a Zava? Mistavra, kai b'ri'iyot, mema'et ri'iyot. In the pasuk of the Zav, it's talking about where he saw three times in one day. And therefore, it makes sense when it says vizot, it's going to minimize what it was talking about in the pasuk. What is shayach to the Zav is not going to be shayach to the Zava. Meaning, that which we said the Zav sees three times, that's dafka Zav. Mashe'en ken a Zava. Re'iyot is not going to apply. Kai b're'iyot m'ma'et yamin? You want to go into the pasuk of that's talking about three scenes in one day, and you want to m'ma'et days? That's not the context of the pasuk. It makes more sense. Whatever the context of the pasuk is by Zav, that's what you're being m'ma'et by Zava. The context of the pasuk by Zav was what? Three scenes. Re'iyot. What's it talking about? Yamin. So therefore, what it says by Zav is Mima'et by Zava. Three seeings in one day by Zav. Lima'et, Zot comes to Mima'et. Three seeings on the same day of Zava. Mashaykh, I'm not going to tell you three seeings is coming to Mima'et 3 days. Kai b'ri'iyot, Ucham Mima'et. Yamin? Ela, we know therefore, according to this Dirasha, a Zav is three seeings even on the same day. Or, for that matter, on three separate days, because we have a hekesh between a zav and a zava. A zava only becomes teme'ah on three separate days and not on the same day. Therefore, the logic of Rabbi Meir is knocked out. Because Rabbi Meir said, oh, if rihek nigihotav, it becomes a mu'ad. Kos sheken kirev nigihotav. And the Gemara says, not so. You see a Zava, that's Rihek Tumoteha, but if she was Mekarev Zavoteha, she does not become a Zava. That was the question they asked on the Bimir from the case of Zava. The answer to the question is, don't ask me from Zava, that's Gezerat Katuv. So therefore you can't ask me from a Tochok, it's Gezerat Katuv, that Zava has that. But by the law of animals, we can say, that's the Gemara. Comes the Gemara and says, Taru Rabbanan Ezeu Mu'ad. What is considered a Mu'ad? Kol She'idu Bo Sheloshet Yamim. Again, that would be like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. That what? He was warned 3 separate days. V'tam Shiyu Atinokot Mimashmishim Bo V'enu Nogeyah. And how does he go back to becoming a Tam? He plays with the kids and he doesn't gore them. That's like the Biyuda of our Mishnah. Devre Rabbi Yose. So the Biyose over here, he took a combination. He took the Biyuda legabe Mu'ad, and he took Rabbi Meir legabe going back to a Tam. Rabbi Shimon Omer Mu'ad, Kol She'idu Bo Shalosh Pa'amim, which means even if he was warned 3 times in the same day, that's like the Rabbi Meir of our Mishnah. Ve'lo amru shelosha yamim, ela lechazara bilvad. Oh, which means that which they said 3 separate days, that's only reverting back to a tam. which means he took Rabbi Yehuda legabe, going back to a tam. So the question is, who do we follow like in this braita? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Adabar Ava. Halacha ke Rabbi Yehuda b'mu'ad. We're going to follow Rabbi Yehuda in mu'ad. That means you need to be warned three separate days. Share Rabbi Yosei modelo. Because you see, Rabbi Yosei in the braita was modeh to that shita of Rabbi Yehuda. That's three separate days. Halacha ke Rabbi Meir betam. And we're going to follow Rabbi Meir that what? To go back to a tam, he just has to play with the children and not gore. That already brings him back to a tam immediately. Why? Shadeh Rabbi Yosei modelo. So again, because Rabbi Yosei in the Braita is modeh to that shita as well. Which means basically what Rav Nachman is doing is he's posek like Rabbi Yosei. I'm taking Rabbi Yosei and what he said. And therefore, he said, I'll take... Rabbi Yosef said two things. He said, the way you become a mu'ad is three consecutive days. Oh, that's really like Rabbi Yehuda, Avah Mishnah. So I'm going to take Rabbi Yehuda, Avah Mishnah, because Rabbi Yosef agrees with him. And then he also said, and I'm going to take Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah that says what? How do you go back to becoming a tam? But you put the animal in front of the kids, and the kids, he's playing with the kids. Oh, I know, I'll take that, because Rabbi Yosef also agrees to that. So basically, the Gemara says, Amar Le Rabban Rav Nachman, Velem Amor, why did you say the opposite? You could have said like this, Halakha ke Rabbi Meir b'mu'ad. Rabbi Meir said in our Mishnah what? That a mu'ad is even three times on the same day. Why? Share Rabbi Shimon modelo. Which if you're looking for support, just like you found support for Rabbi Yehuda in Rabbi Yosef, you have support for Rabbi Meir in Rabbi Shimon. And therefore you should have said, Halakha ke Rabbi Yehuda b'tam. And you should have said that Halakha ke Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to tam that you need three consecutive days. Share Rabbi Shimon modelo. Which is the same way you found support for your rabbis through Rabbi Yosef, you could have found support for the reverse in Rabbi Shimon. So he goes, Amale anak Rabbi Yosef svirali. You know why? Because really I hold like Rabbi Yosef. Did Rabbi Yosef nimuko emo? Because we have a rule. Whenever Rabbi Yosef said something, he said things that are sound, logical, and he always had his reason. So therefore, it was another way of saying halakha could Rabbi Yosef. That what? That he took the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda legabe mu'ad, and he took the opinion of Rabbi Meir legabe going back to Tamut. Ibayalehu, we have a question. Shelosha yamim deketani. The 3 days that we said in the Mishnah that it needs to be warned, liyude Torah or liyude Gabra. Who's getting the warning over here? Are you warning the animal, or are you warning the owner? And we don't know what the difference is. What do you mean? How do you warn an animal? So the Gemara says, the mind nafkamina. What's nafkamina? You warning the animal, you warning the owner. Well, give me a practical nafkamina. I'll tell you that nafkamina. Let's say 3 sets of witnesses show up to Beit Din on the same day to testify about 3 different days of goring. Example, 3 sets of witnesses, 6 people, show up on Wednesday. The first cot testifies that it gored on Sunday. The second cot testifies that it gored on Monday. And the third cot testifies that it gored on Tuesday. Now, legabe the animal, they have testified 3 times. But legabe the owner, that's the first time he's hearing any warning. So it says, I amad li odet Torah. If you say that the warning is for the animal, miyaed, it already becomes a mu'ad. Because even though it all happened in one day, meaning the testimony, but the testimony on 3 separate days, so the animal now is warned basically. But if you say it's going on the person, that you have to warn the owner, lo miyaed, he's not miyaed. Memar amar, because he can say, hashto de kamas hadubi. That's the first time I'm hearing any testimony. You're right, you're testifying on 3 separate occasions, 3 separate situations, but for me it's the first time I'm hearing it. So that'll be the nafkamina, the gabe, whether you say the mu'ad is on the animal or the mu'ad is on the owner. So comes the Gemara and says, I'll bring a proof. My, what's the deen? Tashema, en ashor na'asa mu'ad, ad shi'a'idu bo. Now what? A shor does not become a mu'ad ad shi'a'idubo until they testify on it. Bifnei, it has to be bifnei ba'alim or bifnei betin. It's got to be in front of the owners, this warning, or testifying, I'm saying, and in front of a betin.
העידו בו בפני בית דין ושלא בפני בעלים. If they did it in front of בית דין, but the owners weren't there. בפני בעלים, when they did the warning in front, or they did the testimony in front of the owners, ושלא בפני בית דין, אין או נעשה מועד, עד שיעידו בו בפני בית דין ובפני בעלים. Good, so that's the first law. Whenever they give the testimony, you got to have a bet din, and the owner has got to be there. That doesn't tell us anything yet. It's got to be the question we want to know. He'idu shnayim berishona. Okay, two witnesses came in and testified. We saw the animal gored on Sunday. Ushnayim b'shiniya. And then two other witnesses came in and said, "Why we saw it gored on Tuesday, second goring, or Monday, second goring. Ushnayim b'shilishit. And then two more witnesses came in and they testified that it gored on the third day. Tuesday. Hare kan shalosh eduyot. Oh, behold, you have three testimonies. Vehen edut achat lahazama. Oh, the gabe the law of edim zomimim. We have a law that says edim zomim means when witnesses come and testify, and two other witnesses come along and say you were with us. How did you testify? Emanu yitem. You weren't there at the time to testify. The law is that to make hazama, you have to be mezim the whole entire kat. If let's say I have two witnesses and I only made Hazama on one of the two witnesses, the law of Hazama does not apply. What is the law of Hazama? V'asitem lo kasher zamam la'asot. You do to the witnesses what they were trying to do to the guy. But now that they're proven false, but you have to mizim the whole entire kat. Legabe, this law over here, all six witnesses are considered one kat. Because all together they make the animal a mu'ad. So therefore, to make hazama, you got to be mezim all six in order to make them pay. But if you are not mezim all six, the law of hazama is not going to apply. Because again, the inyan di mu'ad, they're considered all together to make the animal a mu'ad. Nimset kat rishona zomemet. Now we go to halacha. Let's say the first kat became zomemim. Hare kan shtei eduyot. Okay, so I only have two eduyot left. The animal is patur, meaning from being a mu'ad, because you only have now two sets of witnesses. You knocked out the first set. Then peturim, and they are patur as well from having to pay any nizek. Why? Because bottom line, the animal is still a tam. They couldn't make it a mu'ad on their own. Therefore, they are peturim from paying. Let's say the second kat also became a zomemet. Harekan edutahat. So he left with one testimony. The hu patur again. Hu patur. The owner of the animal is patur for paying nezek shalem because you didn't make it a mu'ad. The hem peturim, and they are peturim also because they did not make it a mu'ad on their testimony, and therefore they don't have to pay since you did not mezim the whole group. You only mezim. Those two, and you still have two left, so they do not have to pay nezek shalem, because they were trying to make the owner, but they don't have to pay nezek shalem. Nimset kat shlishit zomemet. Oh, once the third group now becomes zomemet, now the deed is kulan hayavim. Why? Because now the entire testimony was found to be zomemim, and therefore they are all hayavim. Hayavim what? Well, let's figure it out. That means all three now made this animal a mu'ad to pay nezek shalem. So therefore, but what? They were all proven liars. So va'asitem va'azen ne'emar, va'asitem lo kasher zamam. Now you do to the witnesses what they were trying to do to the guy. Now how would you, who would pay what in this case? Let's speak it out. The first testimony said, we saw him gore. Second, we saw him gore. Eventually, all three became zomimim. Oh, so now you're all considered edim zomimim. You were trying to make the owner pay nezek shalem. So you're going to have to pay now nezek shalem. How would you divide that amongst the three sets of witnesses? Well, the last testimony, which is the last two guys, they stam lied on the last case. On the last, they made up a case. They said they gored on Tuesday. He never gored on Tuesday. So Stam, you made up a case. And all those guys were found zomimim, actually. So therefore, each one would have to pay chatzi nezek for the Stam, for the lie that they made. And now they would also have to pay an additional chatzi, because they were trying to make the owners pay nezek Shalem at least on the third, for the third round, which is the first one and the second one, cannot pay Nizik Shalem. But they gave me the third one altogether. They were trying to make that third guy pay Nizik Shalem. So the third set of witnesses that lied on that case, they have to pay the Hatzir Nizik, because there was no case. And then what, the other rest of them have to share in the payment of the other Hatzir Nizik to get it to Nizik Shalem. Okay? Look at Nashira, she says that. Kulam Hayavim. Look at Nashira, Kulam Hayavim. L'shalem ha-Hatzir Nizik shel ha'ada'at negihah shlishit. They're all obligated to chip in to pay the Hatzir Nizik of the third situation. Ben Kulam. Now, v'tzad tamut meshalem et shnei adim ha'acharonim she'edu aleha. Right, which is the tamut of the third goring. The first Hatzir Nizik that's paid by the last cook, because they lied. So therefore, they fabricated the case. So therefore, they pay the Hatzir Nizik, and then the rest of it has to be paid by all of them.
Is the third involved with the second set of Hatzir Nizik also?
Mm-mm. No, because he came after, which is, you're right, now altogether, collectively, they made him a Mu'ad. So now, where does the Mu'ad manifest itself? On the third case. Mm-hmm. So on the third case, how does the payment get divided? That she said the payment is divided. Hatzir Nizik by the third set, because they made up a case. He didn't gore. So you were trying to make the guy pay Nizik Shalem.
No, two sets, 50.
So the two sets pay, split the 50, the other, the other end. Now the Gemara brings a ra'ayah to this. The Gemara says, "I amart li yi'ude Torah Shapir." If you say that what? That the warning is to the animal, not on the owner, then it's very good. Because what? Look at that sheep. He amarti ude Torah the bottom Rashi ba'in and gimel yamin. So you just need three separate days, but for the warning of the animal. Aval gavra biyom echad mi ya'ed. But the owner, even if he gets one warning, it's okay. But still, ukma, I can give you the case. Kishibau kulam biyom echad. Good. All three came on the same day. Shvi'an nizak shlishi la'id al gimel negi'ot shel gimel yamin. Who brought all these witnesses together? The third guy that got gored. The third guy that's animal got gored. He wants to get Nizik Shalem. But how's he going to prove Nizik Shalem? So he's got to produce other witnesses that can testify that the animal gored two times before that. And therefore, he brought them to Bet Din. And therefore, why is he bringing them to Bet Din? Because he wants to get Nizik Shalem on his goring. And that's why you could say that the first guys were also testifying to make a mu'ad, even though they weren't making, can't make a mu'ad after one time, but they were building up to make a mu'ad. Because otherwise, if you don't say that, the first two witnesses come along and say, why should we pay one? We just came along to testify that he's a tam. We were testifying that he's a tam. That's what we were saying. Now we have to pay for mu'ad. But no, I can say no, that if the third guy brought them all to the Bet Din together, they know what's going on. They know that they're coming to try to make the guy watch so the third guy can get his full payment. As she says, Shadaglaim le davar, it's circumstantial, to the Shavya Mu'ad Atu. That they're coming to make the guy, the animal Mu'ad. De lo matzu le memad. We're not going to allow them to say, Anan lechayuve palkan niska atinan. Now, we were only coming to, obligate Hatzi Nizek. For sure, they all in cahoots. They know what's going on. The guy from the third goring brought them. Which means, obviously, they brought them together. So therefore, the law is going to be that must be, we're talking about for the animal, not for the owner. And what's the case? The three witnesses, sets of witnesses, came to Beit Din on the same day. Who brought them? The third guy. Why would the third guy bring them? The third guy brings them because he wants to get Nizik Shalem. If they come alone, these witnesses only get Hatzir Nizik. So he brings two more, and he brings two more, and now everybody knows what they're doing. Well, what are you doing otherwise? Oh, so otherwise, if you don't say a case like this, the first two witnesses could come along and say, why should I have to be part of the Nizik Shalem? I only came to say he's a tam. You have to prove that they were coming to Vasitim lo kasher zamam. Oh, so then what do you have? You have three katin, a dude, that came on one day. So the owner, that's the first time he's hearing it. So you see what? Must be it's going on. Li'udeh Torah. Shapir, that's good. Ela, i'amat li'udeh gavra. But if you say it's li'udeh gavra, that what? Taprashi. Ela, i'amat li'udeh gavra. Ba'inan gimel yamim. You have to warn the guy three separate days. Valkon negiha v'negiha. Sarich la'id biyomeh. And on each negiha, you got to go back to Beit Din and warn the guy, hey, today your animal gored again. Next day, today your animal gored again. Ve'lo maskal edemash for them. Mu'ad ela begimel yamim. Right? That means it had to happen on three separate days that the owner got a warning. Oh, so then they're not in cahoots with each other. Libru anach kamai. Let the first God say, Anan mi avi adena de batash shelosha yomer atuhanu mi ya'adele. We didn't know that eventually two more katim were going to come later on. Our intention was just to make a matam. You can't obligate us legabe mu'ad. Which is, if you say it's le'ya'udeh gavra, that means it had to come on three separate days. If it has to happen on three separate days, that means what? Monday, first group came. Okay, warned the guy. Hey, listen, you know, you're animal gore today. Okay, thank you very much. Next day, two more came. Third day. And what's the deen in the Mishnah? Oh, they all became zomimim. They all have to share in the mu'ad. Why? Let the first group come along and say, hey, when we came on Sunday, we didn't know two more katim were going to come. We just came to testify that he's a tam. So therefore you wouldn't be able to create a case. But if you say that you don't need to warn the guy three separate days, then you only need to warn the guy once. But the animal needs 3 days. Oh, so therefore on one day you could bring all the animals, all the witnesses together, and they'll all testify, and you could assume, like we said in Nashi, which the Gemara is going to speak out, that when they all come together, they know what they're doing, because the third guy brought them all. And therefore they can't come along and say, hey, we were coming to claim on tam. No, it's a circumstantial. You came with this third guy in order to make a what? Oh, so that's the case. So when he explained it like this, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Asher. Rav Asher said, Amirta lishma'ata kamed Rav Kahana. I told this hadush to Rav Kahana. Ve'amri le v'li'ude Torah minihath. I mean, you think that this is a good proof, according to the opinion that says you need just to warn the ox. Well, it works out okay. It doesn't work out. Let the third cat say, Anan minayad inan dechod deka'e bedina le'asude betorah ka'atu. Again, we're assuming that they weren't in cahoots yet. So that's why he asked the question of Kana. He said, what do you mean? The third guy, when he comes along and says, the third set, this animal gored. Let him come along and say, did we know what the other two cassettes were doing? What? Everybody in Beit Din was testifying on this show? We didn't know nothing. We just came into Beit Din and we happened to see two more sets of witnesses. We have no idea they were testifying on the show over here. And then the Hayuvay Gavra Palganis Katinan. We were only coming to Mahayev the Gai Palganis Gavra. Which means, this is Rafkara before we're going to answer that they were in cahoots. Mm-hmm. He's saying, what do you mean? And according to the Shita, it says it's for the animal. Still, the third set comes in and says what? There's animal gored on Tuesday. Did they know that there was two guys before them that said Tuesday and said Monday? They have no idea. So they come on and say, we want to do Pagariska. Oh, but you saw other witnesses in the Beit Din. What, every witness in Beit Din testifying on this ox? So therefore, even according to that Shita, the case doesn't work. You got to create a case for me where everybody knew what they were doing to make a mu'ad. So Gemara gives three answers how to answer it. You know one of them already. But the first answer is okay, they were giving signs to each other. Which means the witnesses in the Beit Din knew what each one was doing. Therefore the third guy knew that the two sets before him testified on this ox through their miss. And therefore, for sure, what were you coming to say then? You know, you're trying to get a nezik shalem. So you didn't know. All you got to do is create a case where the three sets were involved with each other to a certain degree, so we don't want the witnesses to come along and claim, oh, we were only coming to make tam. You knew. There was some emazim between you. Rav Asher, huh? Goats. Rav Asher Amar, kishebau retzufim, where they came, retzufim. They came back to back to each other. Now she says, כשבאו לצופים, כולם באו ביחד. They came together, they walked into the Beit Din together. Hey, when they walk into the Beit Din together, so you could assume that they know exactly what each guy is testifying on, right? Ravina Amar b'makirin ba'al hashor ve'en makirin et hashor. Interesting case. They all are testifying, listen, we know the owner, but we don't know which ox. Which means, he has a lot of oxen, this guy over here. Yeah. We know, we didn't know, you know the actual ox, but we know one ox came out of this pack over here, and gored, and therefore we're coming to testify, this guy has an ox in his flock, that's a gorer. Oh, but wait, that must be they were coming to testify the Gabim Mu'ad. Why? Because if you don't, what's the rule of a tam? Tam only pays according to the value of the ox. Not more, migufo. If you're not telling us which ox it is, so therefore you obviously you're not coming to tell me anything about tam. You must have been coming legabe mu'ad. So that's another way to make them all coming to testify on mu'ad. When they say, we know the owner, we don't know the ox. So you can't come along and say, oh no, we're only coming for Hatzi Nezik. Impossible. If you didn't know who the ox was, you could not have been coming for Hatzi Nezik, because Hatzi Nezik was only calculated according to the value of the gufo of the mazik. Ah, so from that case, must be the case we're talking about, they were coming to Gabe Mu'ad. Oh, the question is, but if they don't know the ox, how do they warn him? Which means, what are they warning? What kind of warning is that? The Amri, because what they tell the guy is, Torah naghana itlach bebekarach. In your flock, you have a wild ox. You better watch your whole flock. Which that could be a warning as well. You don't have to give the warning to get a specific one. You know, listen, we know for sure there's one of these animals are wild in your group over there, in your herd. So therefore, watch the herd. And you don't watch the whole entire herd, you're going to be guilty. So therefore, basically, we have a case that the Ma'aseh the Gemara is concluding. It's the Yehudeh Torah. It's the three times on the animal and not on the owner. Even the owner hears it on one day from three different witnesses, already he's considered a mu'ad. Rashi inside. Ve'en makirim et tashur. De'el kach lo nitkavenu elo la'asoto mu'ad. שהיו יודעים בעדות הראשונים ומשום חצי נזק כיוון דאין מכירים את השורס אתה לא יודע שורס לא עטו they weren't coming to testify for חצי נזק ומסעדה דתם אינו משום אלא מגופו אבל ליהודי גברה לא ניחה but if the case was ליהודי גברה it's not good תמצו לממר כמה מיידעין הדלבטת לתא יומי עטו אני which means if you say it's ליהודי גברה we have it on three separate days So the first group came on Sunday, right? Well, so two more came on Monday, Tuesday, and Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. The first group could come along and say, we weren't coming to make him what? We didn't know people were going to come after us. We didn't know that people were going to come on testify. We came on the Sunday to testify to make him a tam. Did we have any idea that more witnesses are going to come on the successive days? So the Yehudei Gavra is not going to work out because they always have that alibi that we're making him a tam. Even when they testified on separate days, not going to work out. Because again, we're always trying to bypass the situation of that the witnesses cannot claim all we were doing is trying to make him a tam. If you're saying it's le or de gabra, so what? This guy came on, he has to have three separate days. Yesterday it was one. So the guys that came on Sunday, eventually when all three became muzam, you want now the guys on Sunday to share in the paying of the mu'ad? They come on and say, wait, we were time guys. What do you mean you were time guys? Dude, we had no idea more witnesses were coming. We came out, we prophets? Do we know people are coming on Monday and Tuesday? We're coming to make the guy, yeah, your time, finished. What do you want from us?
All right.
Good, that's the way that she learns it. Ve'leka le'memar bi'u en makirim et tashor. Oh, and you're going to come along and tell me the case is where they didn't recognize the short liyaudatu. Again, even if you say they didn't know the short, it doesn't matter. They still weren't coming to make him live because they have no idea that more witnesses are coming subsequently. Therefore, liyaudat Torah comes again and continues. Ibayelehu, new question. Hamshase kalbo shel havero b'havero. A guy comes along and he incites his friend's dog, Bahadero, against another guy's animal. So this guy over here is just an inciter. He comes along and incites Kalbosh al-Havero against another animal. And it damages. Mao. The one that incited the dog is Vadai Patur, because he's only a Gerama. He didn't do the damages bi Adaim, he just incited the dog. Gerama is Patur bi de Adam. Right? He didn't do it directly. Ba'al Kelev Mai. But what about the owner of the dog? Now, what do you want from the owner of the dog? He had no idea what was going on. He wasn't the one that incited it. Well, mi amrinan matzi amade ana mai avidna le. Could the owner of the dog say, hey, what do you want from me? I didn't do anything. Oh, dilma amrinan le kevanti adat bekalbechad de mashsel de umishtetze. That when you incite it, it gets incited. You knew you had a wild dog. Lo evelach le ashuya. You shouldn't have kept it alive. You should have killed it. Which means, you're right, in this case you didn't do anything. But bottom line, you know you got a wild dog in your possession. You're guilty. You know that it's very easily incited. So then maybe the Baal HaKedev has to pay. That's the Gemara's question, right? Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Zerat HaShema. Bring your ayah from our Mishnah. V'tam. How does an animal that gored three times go back to becoming a tam? So we said, according to the Bimeir, the kids are playing with it and it doesn't gore. So you see why it went back to becoming timid. Mashma, that if the kids were playing with it, and as they were playing with it, the animal got incited and gored, the Baal has to pay. So you see what? The owner of the animal pays if his animal was incited. I give you the diuk again from the Mishnah. How do you go back to becoming a tam? Kids are playing with the animal, ve'eno nogeyah. Meaning, playing with it, nice. Oh, went back to becoming timid. Mashma, if during the playing, the animal got incited, ve'nagah, mashma that what? Hayav. So you see what? That when an animal is incited, the owners have to pay. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Who said that? It's all it said in the Mishnah is ve'eno nogeyach. It didn't say in the Mishnah that if it gored, it's going to be hayav. Make the diuk like this: dilma hanagach lo avitam. All it means is that if it gores, he's not going to be a tam. But what? He's not going to have to pay either. Which means, if the kids are playing with the animal, all it says is what? Ve'eno nogeyah. You know what your diuk should be? Hanagah, it doesn't become a tam. But not that he has to pay. So comes again, what else? No raya. Tashema, shisa bo etakelif, shisa bo nahash. He incited the dog against himself. Or she said, when I was playing with a dog, and the dog inside got inside and attacked the guy that was inciting. Patur. Who's Patur? My love, Patur, Mishase. The guy who's inside is Patur.
For damaging himself?
For damaging himself. The Hayav Baal Kelif. But of course, the Baal Kelif is going to be Hayav. Who's going to be Patur over here? So comes the Gemara and says, actually, I'm going to say the case again. I jumped the gun. I read again. She said, boy, the kid, stop. A guy incited a dog against somebody else. Let's stop. That's the next case I jumped. He incited a dog. Or incited a snake. Patur. Who's Patur? My that Patur Mishaseh. Because he's a Gerama. Gorem. The Hayabala Kelim. No. Emma Patur Af Mishaseh. It's just saying, even the Mishaseh is Patur. Not only the Bala Kelim, because you can come along and say, well, I didn't know nothing. Even the guy who's inciting is Patur as well. So no raya. Now we get to the next case. That's the case I was saying. Amarava. Intum silawaram shasekal moshul chavero bachavero hayav. If you want to say that if a guy's mishaseh incites his friend's dog against somebody else, that the Baal HaKelev has to pay, let's assume that. Intum silawar. That the Baal HaKelev is hayav. What about this case? Shisahu be'atzmo. He incited the animal and it attacked himself. Patur. In that case, over there is going to be patur. Baalak can be patur, which means if you want to make the baalak kid of hayav in a case where somebody incited his dog and attacked somebody else, I can hear it. But if he was inside and he got attacked, but I'm going to agree the baalak kid is going to be patur. Why? Because we have a rule. My tama, kol a mishaneh uba aher v'shinabo patur. Exactly. This guy over here made a shinui. What's the kol a mishaneh v'shi? As she says, no, but we know why it's mishaneh. Because first of all, I didn't do the damaging. This guy over here was inciting the dog, okay? And the dog came along now and attacked him. So therefore, the rule is going to be that kol a mishaneh, somebody that did something out of the order, inciting a dog. And what happened now? Uba aqed v'shinabu. Now the dog acted in a shinui.
Lecture mode on.
Acted in a shinui way and gored him. Patur. You incited. Now you got damaged in a shinui way. So therefore the owner is going to be patur. Kola mishaneh. Uba aqed v'shinabu. We learned this already. Where did we learn this? We'll see it now. Amad papa rabba it. We have a statement from Rishta Kish like this. Rishta Kish. You have two cows in the Rishta Rabim. One is crouching in the Rishta Rabim, one is walking. The one that's crouching already is considered a Mishuneh. It's acting in an abnormal way. You don't crouch in the middle of the Rishta Rabim. What happened? The one that was walking kicked the one that was crouching. Now that's a Shinui. But you were Mishuneh first. Because you were crouching. So kol a mishaneh. The crouching. Uba achad v'shinabu. By kicking. Patur. So what is the deen? Petura. No. Come. Ributza b'mehalechet. But if the ributza kicked the mehalechet. Hayevet. Okay. But the point is, you see why in the first case is petura. Because you already mishaneh by sitting on the shoot of the beam. Somebody else came and was mishaneh to you. Petura. Because kol a mishaneh uba achad v'shinah. So same case with the inciting. You already were mishaneh, which means you incited the dog, and what? Then you got damaged. Because the owner of the dog come along and say you were mishaneh, and therefore you're mishaneh first. So I don't have to pay.
You started.
Amarle. Anyway, he says like this. Ana ba'ai hayuve mehayavna. He held by the case of the who's he? I hold in the case of the cows, he's hayav. Why? Because the owner of the cow could come along and say, you're right. Your cow might have rights to step over me. However, but to kick me, you have no reshut. Which means you're right. My animal was mishaneh. It's lying in the reshut rabim. So if your animal would have walked over me, that's derech, the animal to walk. And you can't say, hey, you're damaged. Your animal doesn't have a right to kick me. So therefore he holds in the case of mishaneh, he is going to be hayab. The case of the first shita is consistent with what we said with the dog. Kol mishaneh u'bachar mishinah, mishaneh is patur. Baruch Adonai Olam.